You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Seems like the weather pattern has shifted a little bit in the U.S. with perhaps a number of storms that would have been blocked out west now maybe coming along and coming through.
Well, that's true. A good observation. I don't think that's necessarily a permanent change. What's happening here is the jet stream has split off the west coast of North America. We still have the prevailing northwesterly flow pattern bringing cold air shots into Canada and the northern U.S. plains. But we now have a southern branch of the jet, which has been more or less absent here up to this point in time, and it is producing one or two little disturbances across the southern parts of the U.S. And the hopeful part of this is that as that southern branch becomes better defined, we will send a couple of storm systems in the next week or so across southern U.S. plains and into the heart of the Midwest. So we should end up seeing a wetter scenario developing across parts of the Ohio River Basin, the Delta, and portions of the interior southeastern states. It's still questionable whether or not we can muster up any moisture in parts of the central and southern plains for a while. But this pattern is supposed to continue to develop as we go through winter. And by the time we get to spring season, we should start seeing more frequent precipitation across the heart of the Midwest in the sense that we could actually end up fixing some of our moisture deficits, not necessarily in the northwestern Corn Belt, but in places like Missouri to Michigan and eastward.
Turn your attention to South America, begin with Brazil, where it just looks like we keep on cooking right along, and Brazil's conditions, generally speaking, for much of the nation, are ideal for crop development.
They really are. We are seeing seasonable temperatures, regular currents of rain separated by some periods of dry weather. It's really the perfect scenario. We may get a little bit too wet coming up here as we move forward through this coming week, especially late in the weekend and next week. We'll probably see some very heavy rainfall occurring in a portion of the southern parts of crop country there, probably extending from parts of Paraná and southeastern Paraguay into southern Minas Gerais, if you're familiar with those states. And those areas could get wet enough that some local flooding may end up occurring. But the rest of the country will stay in pretty darn good shape, and I don't even think that that flood situation will create any serious damage. So the crops should continue trucking right along and looking at some pretty decent production potential there.
Meanwhile, Argentina seems to be in a drying trend, and they need it because they're behind in their planting of beans and corn.
That's right, and it's been 4 months of above-average precipitation in Argentina, and it's been a very big struggle for them here recently to get the rest of their field work done. Argentina is trying desperately to go into that drying trend you just mentioned, but what's probably going to continue to happen is we're going to get a lot of feedback moisture from the soil because it's so wet. Daily temperatures in the 80s and 90s will pull that moisture out through the evaporation process, and that moisture in the atmosphere along with the daily heating into the 80s and 90s will definitely destabilize the atmosphere, and we'll still have showers and thunderstorms occurring. So it's going to be a slow process to try to get them to dry down enough to finally get the rest of planting done.
Thanks, Drew.
Have a great day.
World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.